You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Holidays always bring home our musicians who've resettled in Nashville, Chicago, Los Angeles, and guitarist and singer Justin Blair is one of those people. Shiver is a new band out of LA that features native Madisonians Justin Blair on vocals and guitarist Nico Campbell. And Shiver will be back on the trail in 2026 promoting their new album, Raised in the Wild, and here in the studio with us to talk about Shiver, the new album, and his love for snow is Justin Blair. Justin, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio.
Rocker, thank you so much
for having me, man. I really appreciate it. Before we get started, I do have a bone to pick with you. I heard you say that it looked like I was shivering when I walked in. I need to defend my Wisconsin bona fides here. I have not yet acclimated to the Los Angeles weather there, and I'll be running in a pair of shorts, and people from Los Angeles will be walking by in a parka, so I was not shivering. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I had to tie it in with the band.
I know.
We had to find some kind of like real thing. How is it to be back in Madison?
It's great. It's
a lot of change here. Find any new restaurants or anything around here?
Oh, man. We have our go-tos in my family. We always hit like Laredo's and Big Sur. It's the same few restaurants every time that I'm back. So we don't need to find any new stuff, right?
Wow. Nice. Justin, you have been in many bands, including the Deadlights, High Tide, Livewire, and now Shiver. How did you get started playing music? What's your backstory?
Yeah, absolutely. Just really quick, Shiver's not too new of a band. We're a few years old now, but I got started in music when my family was much more into Jimmy Buffett and Genesis and all that.
Yeah.
Not to knock them at all. Great artists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just more softer stuff. And my buddy Stu back freshman year of high school showed me Black Dog when we were in shop class. And I pretty much fell out of my seat right there. So, all of the rest, just downhill from there and all that. So then I went to the Middleton Library the next day and got as many rock CDs as I possibly could. And then my brother and I started a band here in Madison called High Tide, which later we brought Nico into, who's our current guitarist, and does some vocals as well. And he looked just like Taylor Lautner at the time, so that certainly didn't hurt either, bring some of the girls into the shows and all that. But it's just that first day hearing Black Dog and hearing some Zeppelin, that kind of did it for me.
And you're also in a band, you were telling me, Livewire.
Yes.
I kind of remember that band as well. Talk about
that. I don't remember it either, so that's just fine with me. That was one that we had in college here in Madison. It was just sort of hard rock, classic rock, all that sort of stuff. Ryan, Emma, and Charles were in that one, all great musicians, and just a fun one to play around town.
So what took you out to L.A.?
Just pursuing music. Yeah.
And one day you're like, man, gonna go to LA and make it.
Pretty much. I packed up my car with a bunch of amps and keyboards and guitars. I'm not even sure if I brought any clothing.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, what about clothes?
I was about to ask.
I forgot that. I was naked for the first 3 weeks there.
When you're a drummer, you can pack your clothes in your drum cases.
Ah, that's a good point. I should have stuffed the amps with a few t-shirts or something like that. Very good point.
Yeah, it could make some cool new sound. You never know.
That's right.
That could be
that's
the next
a great
big
point.
Thing.
We're called muffle rock. That's our new genre that we just came up with here.
Well, let's hear about Shiver. What's this band all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just kind of your standard rock and roll 80s band, just made for people that still find big teased out hair sexy.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about. But, Cinderella, Alice Cooper, Def Leppard, all that sort of stuff. I think every band from LA is legally required to say that Guns N' Roses is also an influence. They're kind of the patron saints of the town. I remember I was driving in my car one time to an audition, and Paradise City came on, and I had just heard a little bit of Guns N' Roses earlier, so I'm like, hey, I'll switch it to something else. Swap to another station, and Paradise City was also playing on that station. So you
all
can tell how ubiquitous.
Play Paradise City.
Yeah, they're pretty ubiquitous there. I love Guns N' Roses. That's certainly not a knock. But
so there's two kinds of music in L.A., Guns N' Roses and
Guns N' Roses. Yeah, Roses and Guns is a great one, too, if you've heard them.
You know, what's the L.A. scene like as far as, do you find more original bands there, cover bands? You know, what kind of bands do you find out there? Like in the music scene, not the big guys.
There's a ton of everything. I mean, certain venues will be all cover bands. Certain venues will be all original music. There's such a range, it would be impossible to kind of pigeonhole. I would be curious to know how many bands in total are in Los Angeles. And, you know, everyone there is in like seven different groups, of course.
Right.
So I would guess roughly about 2.3 million bands out there.
More bands than raccoons in the gutter.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's been fun. So like when Nico got out there, we got this band going and picked up and all that. And it was nice to have been working together back here in Madison, because we, you know, as kids, getting all the voice cracks out at that point of life and all that, kind of got to experiment with getting on stage and try to avoid some of those pitfalls that later on might happen and get them all out of the way early. Certainly not to say that we don't have our fair share of onstage horror stories. None as extreme as yours, Rocker.
You know, I think we might have time for one, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were debuting a new song one time. This was a few years back at a place called Molly Malone's. And we were getting to the very last chorus and just starting this last chorus. And being a dramatic front man, I went down on one knee to hit the beginning of this last chorus. And I hadn't seen this giant shard of glass on the stage.
Oh! And it
went right through my pants, right into my knee. And so we're coming right up to the very first words of that last chorus of this new song we're debuting, and we're all psyched, and it's a great crowd, and everyone's having a good time. The mic was still up to my face, and I think what I uttered was a sound that was something like, "Mah." And so that was how the beginning of that last chorus went when we debuted the song. So, fantastic.
This guy is a screamer. Oh, that's pretty crazy. Shiver has released a new album called Raised in the Wild. And does this mean that you leave the toilet seat up?
I can assure you, Rocker, we are perfect gentlemen, despite any outward appearances.
Where does the name come from?
Yeah, it came from a lyric on a song that Nico had written this lyric for what ended up becoming the eponymous title of the album. But it was just, you know, I wish I had a better story around it, but we just looked at the title of each of the songs on the album. We just thought that one sounded the best. So just thought it sounded cool, and we went with that.
Raised in the Wild, your new album. Tell us about the album.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was all done in-house. We tracked the drums at Doug's place. He's got a lockout and a good recording setup there. And then the rest of the vocals and keys and bass and guitar and all that stuff, we did at my place. And then we self-mixed and mastered it and all that. So it's been a process, but it's nice to have a little bit of control over all that. So
now, you said that you can, in California, mm-hmm. you're in San Fernando Valley, you
yes,
said?
Sir.
And you converted your garage
that's right, yeah.
into a rehearsal studio, yeah, a recording yeah. studio. So you're a true garage band. You know, Frank Zappa-esque, right?
Very
here.
Literally a garage band. Yeah, absolutely. But it's nice to not have to go and pay for studio time to, you know, in case I forget a lyric, we're not paying for an extra hour of me remembering the words to the songs.
Do you go over it and ponder it over and over, or do you guys, you know, push it through real quick?
I try to go as quick as possible, but this album definitely took a little while longer, which has been sort of a blessing in disguise to go back and add some extra layers and some extra hooks here and there, rewrite some parts, all that. So kind of wherever the music takes us, so to
where
speak.
Can we find this album? Is it out right now?
It's not out just yet. We just released the first song as a music video. That's available on our Instagram and our Facebook and all that sort of stuff. That's Blue Tonight, which we'll play in just a little bit here. But then the rest of the album should be out on January 27th. That'll be available on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, wherever you get your music and all that.
And you guys have toured a lot, even opening for some classic bands like Sugarloaf, LA Guns, and The Tubes. Tell us about that experience and, you know, when your next tour is coming up.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, we've each been very fortunate to be able to get out of town and tour, whether it's been individually with other bands or with Shiver as a whole, but it's always been a blast. We did that Sugarloaf one that you referenced, we did a tour around some of the Southwest and like hit Colorado and all that. That was a lot of fun.
Did they call you?
Hey. Were you sitting on that one there? Yeah. Like, here we go.
Sure was.
Very good. And then a few years ago, we actually came through the Midwest and hit some places in Madison and all that. And actually, the day that we played High Noon was, I don't know if you remember that insane flooding that, remember that, that just every road, I think the mayor told everyone to stay home, which slightly hurt our audience numbers a little bit there, but that was a wild.
I remember that. The Lake Mendota, and it was overflowing. Right into the streets. East Washington was like a couple feet deep.
It was wild. Yeah. Almost got our car stuck going to the show, so whoops.
Wow. LA Guns.
Oh, yeah. So that was actually a different show with a different band. That was one that when two of our members came into the band that we had done that one. So
wow.
Different story.
That's a classic. And of course, the Tubes.
Same thing with that.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah,
that
they're fantastic.
Super fun.
Great live show. They sound fantastic.
How do we keep up with Shiver online?
Well, our OnlyFans is really popping off lately. So that's our main one.
Yeah. We'll be heading there in 10 minutes.
I saw you start to get up and Google us there. we're at www.shiver.band, and our Instagram handle is shiver_LA, and then our Facebook is just shiver LA.
Justin, thank you so much for coming down to our studio.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, man.
We really appreciate it. We have another song we're going to listen to from your album Raised in the Wild, and it's called Blue Tonight. Tell us about this song before we listen.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So it's my favorite song, and I know that, you know, parents aren't supposed to have favorite kids, but I'll break the rule on this one. But, like I said, we just had a lyric video come out for this, and that is currently up on our Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. So if you want to check that out, if you dig the song here, go and see some visuals for it. But it was actually two songs that I just kind of mashed together. They seemed to be about the same tempo, changed the key a little bit and wrote it about some stuff that was going on at the time. And here we are.
Well, let's check it out. Thanks so much for coming in once again.
This
is Shiver, their brand new song, Blue Tonight. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.